With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The Montana State Health Department reported 124 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus Friday from about 1,300 test results. 131 Montanans have died from the illness since the beginning of the pandemic. In Montana, almost 1,900 people are sick with COVID-19. That includes 142 hospitalized patients. A long-term care facility in northwestern Montana has reported the deaths of four more residents due to complications of COVID-19. Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation now has 10 COVID-19-related deaths. The Flathead City County Health Department says the facility is still facing a major outbreak, with more than 75% of the residents having tested positive for COVID-19 since August. The facility's executive director has said the outbreak stemmed from an asymptomatic staff member. 26 of Montana's 131 deaths due to COVID-19 have been reported in September. A Montana coal mine has announced 73 workers are expected to be furloughed until January in response to increasingly poor conditions in the coal market. The Casper Star Tribune reports Decker Coal Company confirmed the furloughs at its mine near the southern Montana border with Wyoming. The company says the workforce reductions were caused by decreased demand for electricity, resulting from a tightening economy and coronavirus stay-at-home orders. The announcement is the second time this year furloughs have been issued. Butte's pending $150 million Superfund cleanup deal is now one step away from being legally set in stone. Nora Sachs with Montana Public Radio's Richest Hill podcast reports.
The U.S. Department of Justice on Thursday filed a motion to enter the Superfund deal, or consent decree, with the Federal District Court of Montana, recommending the court approve it. Local Commissioner Cindy Shaw says all of Butte Silver Bow is anxiously awaiting the federal judge's final decision on this agreement.
We are coming to a historic crossroads after a 30-year journey, one I believe we are all ready to bring to a conclusion. My hope is that the decision will move Butte forward on a new path where we can put the first shovels in the ground.
The overarching cleanup settlement between the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, Butte Silver Bow County, the state, and Atlantic Richfield was lodged with the federal district court in June. Since then, federal and state agencies have been busy reviewing and responding to all of the public comments submitted over the summer. There is no set time frame for when the federal district judge will consider the motion and approve the Superfund deal or not. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Hunters in Montana this season will be able to move deer, elk, and moose carcasses across disease management zones. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the change is meant to simplify rules aimed at preventing the spread of chronic wasting disease, but relies on hunters to properly dispose of animal remains.
Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, affects the cervid family, deer, elk, and moose. The misfolded proteins that cause the always fatal disease are spread mainly through animal-to-animal contact. Carcasses are also highly infectious and can easily spread the disease to other cervids directly or through the landscape by infecting the grasses and vegetation they eat. That's why FWP has historically restricted hunters from transporting carcasses out of CWD management zones in northwest, southwest, and eastern Montana. The rule was aimed at preventing hunters from dumping an infected carcass in the woods, potentially spreading CWD to uninfected herds. FWP's Dylan Tabish says those restrictions were always in flux, depending on where the disease was detected.
It got to be pretty complicated and difficult for hunters to kind of keep up with that as the season progressed.
Tabish says hunters will now be able to transport carcasses anywhere in the state, but are required to dispose of them at local landfills. He says FWP has full confidence that hunters will follow the new rule. FWP is also making changes to its surveillance efforts. Animals harvested within CWD management zones are not required to be sampled, but officials are encouraging hunters to submit samples themselves or bring their animals to sampling stations throughout the state. CWD has not been found in humans, but federal health officials do not recommend eating meat off an infected animal. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
And for more local news, head to our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.